Hey, you're listening to Marketing Out Loud, a daily podcast where I share advice, stories, and insights to help you build a thriving consulting or professional services practice. To subscribe to the show, head over to marketingoutloud.fm. Got a good question yesterday from a client on a coaching call. He said, hey, what do I do when I send proposals and the client goes quiet? They ghost me. Great question. Common question, common challenge. And I'm going to tell you what I told him. There's two parts to this. One is, don't send proposals. That's the easy fix. If you don't send proposals, they can't ghost you. What I mean by that is, when a client asks for a proposal, usually, there are exceptions, but usually what they're really saying is, I don't really want to think about this right now, nor do I want to make a decision on this right now. So I'm going to send you away to do some busy work. Go and put a proposal together so that you can send it to me and then I can continue to not think about it until I'm good and ready, which may never happen. But I don't want to tell you that. I don't want to tell you that I'm not serious. I don't want to tell you that I'm not interested enough to really think about this critically now, because that's rude. So instead, I'm going to tell you, why don't you put a proposal together and we'll take a look at it. It's a nice, polite, harmless way of letting you off. That's usually what it means. And you can usually tell the difference between, hey, yeah, let's get a proposal together and let's move forward. Let's get this done. And yeah, why don't you send me a proposal? We'll take a look at it. Big, big difference. Okay? Now, the way that you get around this is you don't send proposals. When a client asks for a proposal, you simply say, I'd love to put some thoughts together on how we can solve this problem for you or achieve this outcome for you. When's the next time that we can get together and talk through our options? So by all means, put a proposal together, but present that proposal to the client. Show them the proposal. Have a discussion with them, because they can't ghost you when you're in the room together or you're on a call together or you're having a conversation. There's no ghosting. They've got to interact with the idea and the proposal. They've got to give you feedback. And in my mind, I told this to my client yesterday, if a client or a buyer insists on seeing a proposal before you have a conversation, I'm not sure you should work with that client, because I have a hard time conceiving of scenarios where that's a legitimate request. And I'm not saying it never is. It may be sometimes, but it's rare. It's very rare. Usually, it just means they're not serious enough. So whenever you possibly can, don't send a proposal. Request a meeting to review your options and present the proposal to the client that way. And then send them something afterwards, that's fine. But you want to be able to present the proposal so you can get feedback in real time and not let them sit on it. Because when you send a proposal, even if they look at it, there's no feedback loop. You don't actually know how they responded to it unless they actually respond to you. And a lot of times they don't. So that's the first thing. Stop sending proposals. The second thing is, when you do send a proposal, and sometimes you have to, and they do ghost you, and they're not getting back to you, and they're not communicating with you, here's a simple thing to do. An Australian copywriter once said, and I won't attempt the accent, make them hot for what you got, and then take it away. Make them hot for what you got, and then take it away. So if the buyer's actually interested in working with you, then here's what's going to happen. You're going to send them an email or some kind of correspondence. You're going to say, hey, look, it's been a few weeks since we last talked about this. I'm not quite sure where you're at, but listen, my next few months are going to be very, very busy and they're filling up. I'm not even sure if I have time to do this project anymore, but I will need to hear from you in the next few days if there's any chance that we can fit this in, you know, according to the timeline that we agreed upon. Make them hot for what you got, and then take it away. If they are actually hot for what you got, if they actually want to do this and they're interested, but they've just been stalled, you're going to get a response. And they're going to say, oh, hold on, let's talk. Here's what's going on. Here's the obstacle. Here's the challenge. here's what we're struggling with. And now you're having the conversation again. If they were never interested to begin with, or they're not interested anymore, they won't respond because the threat fell on deaf ears. And that's okay. They were never going to buy anyways. You've tried. Move on. So that's my advice. If you're struggling with getting ghosted on proposals, A, don't send them. But B, if you do send them because you have to and you're still getting ghosted, take it away. Take away the opportunity. Let them know that I'm not here to wait around for when you get around to this. I've got other things to do. So if you're serious, we need to talk. Otherwise, the opportunity is going to disappear. Hey, thanks for listening. Do me a favor. If you like what you hear, go on iTunes and leave us a rating and a review because it helps more people discover the show. Thanks so much.